Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the iconic Macy's Center City department store. That location is closing. Now, city officials met today to discuss its impact to the city and its economy. KWB City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was present. She joins us live. Pat?
Obviously, this is a big blow to the city. That building, the Wanamaker building, has been the cornerstone of retail in Center City for 114 years. And it seems highly unlikely that any department store will move into it. And so the owner is looking at alternate uses, including some smaller retail on the ground floor. But it won't be what it was. And it was clear that the city officials who gathered today, including the commerce director and the district councilman Squilla, were sad about it and a little concerned, but they fought very hard to put a good face on it. They called it an opportunity over and over again. They called it an opportunity to reinvent that building and that part of Market Street and find a new cornerstone use for that building now that an arena is coming in a few blocks away and the entire corridor between City Hall and Independence Hall is being reimagined, that this is just another element of that. They will be working on helping the employees. They didn't have a number from Macy's of the employees who would be impacted by this closing, but Philadelphia Works was also on hand to say that they are prepared to help those employees find new jobs.